1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. This is Daniel Versteg. We're chatting with the head boys track coach at Lamar's High School. That's Al Engebretson. His team's got six events heading to Des Moines this coming weekend. And coach, kind of asked this question to all the track coaches around the area, but what's this season been like for your team, for you as a coach, considering you didn't get a track season last year?
Yeah, it was kind of like almost starting over because a lot of the guys hadn't competed in, since they were like in middle school. And so the track savviness, we say, was kind of lacking. And so we were having to do a lot more teaching and things. But it came along as the season progressed. We just kept getting better and better. And so that's the kind of year that it was.
What kind of things did you have to do then with some youngsters, some new guys to the program? What kind of things specifically did you have to do to get them ready?
Well, we really had to work a lot on technique in the exchange zones. There's been a new rule in the exchange zones also that kind of added to that. And so just getting our exchanges was a big thing. And then just general coming out of the blocks, working on hurdles, field event techniques, all of that, just we didn't do much of that at all last year. We had 2 weeks before we lost the season, and then even before that, the year before that, we didn't have a track here. We were using the old track and using other schools' tracks, and so we had a little bit of catching up to do early in the season, but the kids picked it up pretty fast and have really started to excel here these last couple of weeks.
When it comes to learning all the new techniques, did you find a new sense of motivation from these guys? Like, how did they respond to being 2 years off?
Well, I think when you start having some success, it breeds success. So as we started seeing our times come down and seeing us do better, I think that encouraged them and motivated them to do better. And, of course, as the season progresses, the biggest meets come at the end of the year. And we always say that champions perform the best when the stakes are the highest. And so we tried to set our goals high for those meets, and they really performed well at the conference meet and the state qualifying meet, and hopefully now the state meet.
I've noticed of your qualifiers, it seems like you've got a lot of good long-distance runners, the 400 meter and the 4x800. What is it, I guess, specifically about your longer or middle-distance runners that you've had so much success with?
Well, this year we did have a nice cross-country season. Two of the guys in our 4x8 ran cross-country for us. But then also we had like a freshman who's first year out, and has some talent and is doing really well. And then Cale ran cross-country a couple years ago. He didn't run this year, but he's got the mindset where he knows that he can run a half strong. And so a lot of it is mental preparation along with the physical.
What have you guys been doing? You've obviously talked about your physical preparation, but what have you done on the mental side to get these guys ready for this season overall?
Oh, just some of our workouts are designed to hurt a little bit and to be able to run through the pain, knowing that when you compete that your competitors are going to be pushing you and that you need to just step it up. So we just try to keep focused on that.
I also noticed some success in your hurdle department with the 400 meter hurdles and the shuttle hurdle as well. What have you been doing right when it comes to hurdling?
I think we maybe just got guys in there that are fast, and they've just learned trial and error. Because I tell you what, we had a scrimmage early in the season, and when I watched that shuttle hurdle, I said, oh, my goodness, we're in trouble. But they've just gotten better and better and better every time we've run them in a meet. And they just they attack the hurdles, and they've got the right mindset also, and they've gotten better. And I really think that they've got a good chance at making the finals down there at state.
Well, I think one of the guys that has caught everybody's attention with especially his performance at the state qualifying meet has been Brandon Vanderslice. Breaking records that stood for 40-plus years at Lamar's, how fun has it been for you as a coach to watch him have all this success?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I've just kind of watched Brandon. He kind of has taught himself along with Coach Small, and he just works and works. He's watched a lot of videos and just done the things to make himself better. He loves to compete, and he's very confident right now, and it's just been a lot of fun. He's been so consistent throughout the year. I'm really excited to see what he might do down there at Des Moines.
Yeah, I guess what are you hoping to get out of him? What do you hope to see him do specifically to perform well in Des Moines?
What I would like to see is for him to win the shot and win the disc. But realistically, we know that he's definitely in the hunt. But there's a lot of good competition down there, and we know that if he were to finish in the top five in each of those, I think it's going to be very successful, even in the top eight, because it's such a good field. But I know he's going down there with some high hopes, and so am I. And him being just a junior, it's exciting because we know that next year, hopefully, he'll be breaking some of his own records.
We definitely hope that's the case. One final thing for you, Coach. Of course, you got to practice the last couple of days. What kind of things this late in the season are you still working on getting better before you head to Des Moines this weekend?
Oh, we're just trying to be sharp in the little things. Like for our shuttle hurdle, for example, we want to make sure that we take off right at the right time when they should be. We were pretty conservative at the district meet because we knew that we had a team that would qualify. Down there, we're going to have to hit it right on to make it to the finals. And so we've been trying to be sharp in that area. Just staying focused, knowing what we need to do, like in the 4x8 and the 400 hurdles. Just being smart about how we go out and compete. So we're just trying to keep them sharp right now.
Hopefully we're talking about a lot of success afterwards. Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck in Des Moines.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Thank you. That was head coach Al Engebretson, head coach of the Lamar's boys track team here on 1410 96.9 KLEM.